Welcome to the Lighter Side of the Dark Side. It's your weekly freak show here on Renegade Radio, also Spotify, Stitcher, Deezer, wherever you're listening to us, YouTube, if you're watching us, and you're probably getting quite nightful. This is the Dark Mark Show. I'm Dark Mark. I forgot to put my guyliner on today. I was going to do that, but because we have a very special guest. There she is. That's our co-host, everybody's favorite vegan heavy metal DJ, Hannah Bach.
How you doing?
I convinced you to come on camera to the delight of all your male fans.
Yeah.
So they're not disappointed. And and as I said, this is our coronavirus edition, so you better wash your hands for at least 20 seconds and use plenty of hand sanitizer. Because not only Hannah's there and she's looking beautiful, but our guest today is beautiful BBW porn star Alexis with three X's Allure.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, no, I've been wanting to have you on the show for a long time since I met you a few years ago at BBW Con. Does it bother you that I call you a BBW porn star, or you just want to be a porn star?
No, I totally am.
Yeah, so it doesn't restrict you in any way. It doesn't compartmentalize you in any way. Okay, well, I like what you're doing right there. That's nice. You just exude sensuality. You always do, so ever since I met you. But Hannah, before we get started, Grandpa's doing well.
He's doing well, yeah.
And we couldn't get to Zoom last week because we had Daniel Roebuck from almost every movie, including all the Rob Zombie movies on. And he.
Yeah, but I think I dropped my phone or something happened and I couldn't like open it for hours.
But he said hi, and he said when all this craziness is gone, he wants to come in the studio and meet you. And I didn't talk that much about Final Destination, the Rob Zombie movies, because I wanted you to.
I'll take the Rob Zombie.
Yes. So Grandpa's doing okay. That's your bedroom, if anybody's curious.
Yeah. I would show you the rest of it, but I kind of just threw everything.
We'll be taking a lot of shows in the next 2-3 weeks, so we'll probably get to see
it. This is going to be kind of the norm for a while for the Dark Mark Show.
Unfortunately, yes. I want everybody to be in the same room. But we do still have all the same sponsors. We have Audible, audibletrial.com/DMS. Like a lot of people, I'm on unemployment now. And if you want to support me and support the show and not pay anything, go to audibletrial.com/DMS. And you not only don't have to pay anything, there's a 30-day free trial. You get a free book and 2 free Audible originals. You cancel the next day, you get to keep everything, and you support the show, and you support me. So that's one way to support us. Go to our friends, audibletrial.com/DMS. They've got everything from Shakespeare to smuts. And if you go to Doomy's Home Cooking, 1253 Vine Street, please support your local restaurants, but especially this one. The most delicious.
Yeah, they have takeout, desserts, everything vegan.
Phil was this. I mean, he's on a. If you're in Toronto or you're in LA, and that's 1253 Vine Street, every restaurant, including Phil's, is really hanging on a thread. As it was, now that you can't have people dining in, it's really hard. So go in, grab some of the nachos that were voted one of the best nachos in LA by the LA Weekly, or some other vegan munchies. You'll be glad you did. Alexis, we're probably familiar with our next sponsor, Hustler Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got Hustler Hollywood with us now. And I know you've the last BBW convention was at Hustler Hollywood in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I've shot for Hustler before, and we have our strip night there. We were actually starting to do a monthly strip night at Hustler here in Vegas. Unfortunately, obviously, that's been postponed.
Come out and watch it.
Yeah, as soon as it's safe to shake my ass in public again, then that's where we're doing it.
Yeah, but the Hustler Hollywood has an online store, hustlerhollywood.com, and there will be a link on this show and also on our YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook pages at The Dark Mark Show. 20% off and a free gift. And nice. You know they have great. What's your favorite vibrator, Alexis?
It's from Femme Fun. It's actually a bullet vibrator, but it's really flexible, so you can also use it, like, with your partner, because if you're, like, using it on yourself and they're on top of you, it's not in the way.
Where do they put it?
If I just put it on my clit, it's really small, but it's just, other bullet vibrators are like really hard, and it has like kind of a flexibility to it. So I feel like I can still use it in those ways.
Well, I was hoping that you would talk about a vibrator that was available in Hustler, but that's okay. They have all sorts of vibrators, lingerie, gifts, clothing. We love Hustler Hollywood. So 20% off. And it's funny because virtually she just saw me checking out her tits. And I'm not even in the same room. Go to Hustler Hollywood. We have a code for you, 20% off and a free gift. And also Spy Associates, especially in this weird time. You want to make sure you're safe. You want to make sure your family's safe. You want to make sure nobody's getting within 6 feet of you or spying on you while you're at home. They have bug detectors. They have cameras and smoke detectors. They have all sorts of things. They have GPS tracking. If you go to, we have another link. It'll be on all of our social media pages and also this YouTube or Stitcher, Spotify, podcast catchers. You get 20% off every order over $249. Another great way to support a show and make sure that you're not really paranoid and people aren't really after you. Just as a side before we get to Alexis, and there's a lot of stuff to talk about, this is actually exactly the 7-year anniversary of my podcast.
Happy birthday.
Yes, well, it's an anniversary. So you are our special anniversary. I didn't even put it together that it was April 1st. April 1st, 2013. I was at the Universal Studios at the John Lovitz Club with Bree Walker, magician, Michael Vile, my co-host at the time, Hell's Bell. We all got drunk on absinthe, and it's a very sloppy show that's on YouTube. last year, we had our friend Joe Kilmeister, who hopefully we'll have on the show again, even virtually, who lifted a weight with a dick. And 2 years ago, we had Diane Franklin from Better Off Dead and Last American Virgin. And there's other great anniversary shows as well, including G. Tom Mack, who sang Cry Little Sister. And we also had the Tesla Coil Laid on a Bed of Nails. That's what we do for our anniversary show. So no pressure, Alexis. That's what we do.
Thanks.
Now, Hannah, you saw my video on the BBWs, which is exponentially my number one video on YouTube. What did you think?
I thought it was great. I thought you did a great job. The women were beautiful, lots of personality, friendly. Yeah. Yeah.
Especially Alexis, right?
Yes, very much so.
She's very
the camera now, loves you, that's for sure.
Yeah, Alexis has you have that goth look there. That's what I was attracted to right away.
Yeah.
When I saw you.
And it's funny because on the set they always want me to wear like pink and stuff, and I'm like, do I have to?
Really?
Yeah.
They don't want you to be your normal goth self.
No.
And when did you get into counterculture, goth, a fetish? You grew up in Las Vegas.
When I was probably way too young to be involved in those things.
Well, you grew up in Las Vegas. You've lived in Las Vegas your whole life.
No, I grew up in San Diego.
What? I'm on alexisallure.com, and it says born Las Vegas, raised Las Vegas.
Wow.
TheAlexisAllure.com.
Oh, I'll have to check it out and update that.
Where in San Diego did you grow up?
In Ocean Beach.
Okay, because I lived in Pacific Beach for a long time. I went to Mission Bay High School.
I grew up in a little hippie community.
Yeah, it's. Have you ever been to Ocean Beach, Hannah?
No, I've driven through.
Yeah, it's. They call it Dog Beach. It's kind of a little hippie place, and that's where they. It's. I'm trying to think of an LA equivalent to that. Kind of like a Silver Lake of San Diego.
Ah.
Kind of a little hipster, hippie sort of place.
Gotcha.
So I was going to say Las Vegas is conservative, but San Diego is even more conservative than that, I think. What did you think?
Yeah, some parts of it are for sure.
Yeah, like Pacific Beach?
Yeah, Pacific Beach is really mainstream and a lot of like, you know, drunk college kids.
Yeah. And how was the little girl... Little Alexis, and I know that's probably not your real name, but growing up in San Diego, how was it?
It was fun. I would hang out at a place called Lestat's Coffee House in North Park. It's a lot of like college kids now. They've really expanded to be more mainstream, but it was a lot of, you know, like goth weirdos and
Lestat's.
People like that. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds cool. So you drive all the way from Ocean Beach to hang out with the weird goth and vampire people.
Yeah, I would like have my mom drop me off there.
Oh, really? Yeah. You have very trusting parents.
Yeah, honestly, I'm really lucky. Yeah. With how accepting and stuff that they are.
And they're accepting of your adult film career.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
They said as long as I like it and I'm not being forced or anything, doing anything unhealthy.
Okay. Like fucking and what else? No. I did a little research yesterday because I honestly met you in Las Vegas, and as you know, I was smitten when I met you, but I never watched any of your porn movies till the other day after I contacted you to be on the show.
Oh, and really?
No, I never have, and I've been missing out. And there's a couple, the couple that really jumped out at me was apparently you're getting a proctological exam that goes wrong or right.
What?
It was so hard not to laugh during that scene.
It's pretty funny and oddly arousing in a weird way.
Because during the intro, I'm like, I basically am saying, he's like, well, what's wrong? And I basically am like, it's a pain in my ass. What? How can you help me?
I just saw like the 20-second clip you got on Twitter, and he's just got his finger in your ass, and you're just moaning, and it's like, this is so wrong, and yet it's kind of hot. And then the other one was you're doing yoga.
Mm-hmm.
And you're pretty flexible.
Yeah, it was funny because when I went to do that scene, he was like, just do like a few yoga poses, like whatever. Do you know any? And I was like, yeah, I actually do yoga. And they were surprised, but I knew, you know, actually what to do.
And so the yoga teacher is helping her with her form, and then things happen, Hannah.
Oh.
Yes. So anyway, were you, when you grew up in San Diego, I'm trying to think the most delicate way to say this. Were you a chubby girl or were you?
Yeah, definitely. I've always been fat. There's pictures of me when I was like a little kid, but I have always been like that.
Because San Diego especially is and I, this is my experience, not terribly tolerant to bigger people.
They're not. I was bullied really heavily in school. I would literally come home from school like every day crying. But I think it's super ironic to make money off being fat at this point in my life, especially when I see kids I went to high school with working as like a waitress. Now, there's nothing wrong with waitresses, but you know what I mean.
No, but the men and women that were picking on you in high school are now going online and masturbating to you.
Maybe.
I'm sure that's happening.
I'm actually surprised that I've never gotten anyone from high school or my childhood being like, oh my God, I found your porn.
Not yet.
It's coming. Trust me. Every adult film star I've ever interviewed has a story like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually a stepfather, which is the creepiest thing ever. But
God.
Yeah. It's usually like, oh, well, my stepfather was just browsing the porn and I came on. So, but, so you grew up in San Diego. So you kind of influenced by the hippie and the goth world.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, you're. I ask porn stars this a lot, and I'm not. I give contrasting answers. Are you really like hypersexual, or have you always been?
Yes, but what I think is interesting is that since being in porn and since being in sex work, I feel like I have less casual sex. Because it's really easy to tell if it's bad, and I don't want to say like compulsion, but like my need to like have a lot of sex regularly is already met, and so I'm not like, oh, I'm really horny, I'm just gonna hook up with this random dude. And like, even when I do, if it's not amazing, I'm like, why am I not getting paid for it? Why am I doing this and not getting paid? This is stupid.
Oh, really?
So
you're like jaded now.
Yeah, because I think it's funny because people are always like, oh, does it affect your sex life? Like, is regular sex bad now? Which is so stupid and like such a weird misconception. But I'm like, it's not, but I don't have time for fuckboys.
Right.
Yeah, you're working. It's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it.
Yeah.
But because I ask, because it's either one or the other. It's either like people, because I'm a horny guy, and I got to tell you, I've been sequestered here as everybody else has in their house for 3 weeks now, at least.
Yeah.
And so I masturbate regularly as it is, and I've been masturbating like a fiend, and I'm hornier than ever.
I feel like it's polarizing. Either people are like, I'm crazy horny because of this, or I have no sex drive because I'm so traumatized, you know, by what's going on.
You know,
I'm just a man. No, go ahead, Hannah.
No, I was talking to one of my girlfriends, and she says, has your inbox been blowing up with unnecessary like text and photos from men? Yeah. Yeah, it's something in the air. They're bored. I don't know.
Oh, dick pics. So you guys are getting a lot of dick pics these days.
Oh.
Like, hey, look at this. No coronavirus on this. And yeah.
Keep it over there. Social distancing. Come on.
I know a lot of girls who have like gotten a bunch of texts from their ex and stuff recently.
Got one of those last night. Yeah.
Did you get a text from your ex?
One of them. Yeah. One of my ex-lovers. Yeah.
Asshead or?
No.
How many lovers do you have?
None right now, currently.
Oh, no, I mean, well, none of us have any right now unless we're living with somebody.
In the past? Five.
All right, so your ex is blowing you up your phone. Mm-hmm. And I know, guys are just stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Figure it out.
Oh, yeah, I got screenshotted and sent to all my girlfriends and we laughed about it this morning.
His dick pic or?
No, his stupid message.
Oh, okay. All right. And your exes have been blowing you up, Alexis?
Surprisingly, no, but also I'm like friends with a lot of my exes. There's like one or two that just straight up don't talk to me ever.
Right.
And I'm like friends with the other ones. So.
No, I'm like that too. I don't get why people aren't. I don't have any
crazy ex-boyfriend stories where like they bug me or I don't know.
Actually, I my personal opinion is that exes make the best friends because the sexual tension's gone.
You know.
Right?
I agree.
Sexual tension's gone. You tried it. You realized, okay, you're not relationship material, but, you know, whatever. Matter of fact, my most recent ex, I met at the BBW con.
Oh, really? That's awesome. Right.
I'm not going to tell you who it was, but
no.
Yeah, that was interesting. And she was, definitely hypersexual. But so when you were growing up, when you were a teenager, what did you think you were going to do when you grew up?
When I was a teenager, I was like an in-home caregiver, and then I was a nanny before I started porn.
Okay. So just taking care of people all sorts of ways.
Yeah. I don't know. I never really had like, as a teenager, like a dream job scenario. Both my parents are entrepreneurs, so I really knew that I preferred being self-employed and had a really tough time working for other people.
Right.
So, I mean, I always like had that going on for me, but.
Right. And it's funny because we had Ella Darling on, we had Ryder Sky on. And I said to both of them, most porn stars that I interview, and I wouldn't have thought this prior to talking to them at length, are very smart.
Oh, yeah.
very hardworking. Do you find that to be the case?
I feel like it definitely takes a certain level of intelligence and drive to make it in the industry, especially now because, like, back in the day, like, say in the 90s, people would go to set and it would just be for big companies and make like $3,000 in one day, you know, in one scene. But it's just not like that now, you know, like with the internet and Pornhub and people just uploading their own content, you know, and nobody, I'm not nobody, but like a lot of people don't pay for porn. They just go to the porn hub sites and stuff like that, you know?
Right.
And so now it's like
I just admitted that I did.
Yeah, it's fine. I don't care. Some things just get super worked up about it, but it's like some people are going to pay for your content and that's amazing and I love that support, and other people are going to go on Pornhub and that's fine.
Okay.
You know, like it's annoying when your site content is like straight up stolen, like if someone rips it from your site and uploads your whole scene, but
right.
Other than that, you know, it is what it is. But especially now, It's like there's 10 ways to make $100 instead of one way to make $1,000. And you kind of have to be working all those angles at once, in my opinion, to make it these days in porn.
How are you doing right now with the shutdown? You know, what's going on in the world?
I feel like it's interesting because I am camming, or like I'm doing webcam and stuff more. And that's nice. It does suck to not be able to shoot, you know, with other people right now, and that's affecting me. But I feel like the cam traffic has been really good, because even though everyone is like lost their job or might be stuck at home with their wife, there's still plenty of like bored, horny people.
Right.
So I've been doing OnlyFans a lot. That's pretty much like one of the best, like newer sites and newer platforms for porn. So that's been popping. So I kind of wanted to refocus on webcam anyway, because I used to do it when I first started porn, like 7 years ago. And then I hadn't been doing it a lot recently. So it's cool to kind of like have a chance to, you know, explore different venues and do work.
It's interesting that of all the industries that have the infrastructure to survive in a shut-in world, porn is really the industry that has it.
I know.
Because of all the webcams, and you don't have to be in the same room.
Yeah, I think some people were afraid because of how many new girls were signing up to do online things, but I feel like there's plenty to go around, you know?
Right. Do you think after all this is done, it's going to like create isolation porn, where you guys are going to have scenarios where people are stuck in apartments together of all different types of people?
Maybe. I've definitely seen some funny like parodies already of people like some doctor scenario, like a girl saying like, oh no, I have coronavirus, and the doctor's like, the only cure is to suck my cock.
A guy would say that.
or an anal exam.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. So what got you into webcamming now? What guy talked you into that? Talks somebody into it.
It wasn't a guy, it was a girl.
Okay, so you're with a girl.
I met a girl and her husband on Craigslist.
See, there's a husband.
Because I was on Craigslist Women for Women, just being a pervy, horny creeper. And I met this girl and her husband. And she had portrayed herself as someone who was looking for, like, a girl to date slash maybe a girl to do some porn business with. Like, maybe you'll be my girlfriend. Maybe I'll teach you to webcam. I don't know, you know? And so that's how I got started, honestly. And she taught me a lot of things. And actually they did get me my first ever porn shoot with Rodney Moore. So that was pretty cool. We've definitely parted ways since then, but you know.
Now, was this in Vegas or was this in San Diego?
It was in San Diego.
Okay, I didn't know. Yeah. I didn't know they had those type of swingers down there that had the connections.
Yeah, it was before I moved here. It was interesting.
And the first time on camera having sex, you weren't nervous, or were you?
I don't know. I feel like I don't remember being crazy nervous. Honestly, I felt like it was pretty chill. But
yeah, do you know the cameras are there?
Yeah, you do. Yeah. It's definitely, especially in big productions, it's really different than having regular sex. There's a lot of stopping and starting and moving and being in uncomfortable positions. But, because I was already really involved in the BDSM community, before I did porn, I'd already done live performances and things like that at like clubs and private parties.
Ooh, I didn't know this side of it. Now, yeah. As a dom or?
As a sub.
I consider
myself a switch now, but like definitely when I first got into BDSM, I was like very, very submissive.
Wow. You're like a diamond in the rough. I never meet cute submissive women like you.
Really?
I meet a lot of dominatrixes, and I've almost gone out with them, but they I'm attracted to strong women, but yeah. I like a woman to be submissive. So it's a contradiction. So
I see.
Yeah,
I feel like there's so many.
So, and I, you know, when women go into the BDSM community, it's typically as a dominatrix, not a sub. So you're a pro sub, and so when you do live performance now, what did you do? You just got spanked, you got.
Maybe cuffed up to the cross, like a little bit of bondage, some impact play, stuff like that.
Impact play?
Yeah, just like spanking, flogging.
Oh, okay.
Caning, any of those things.
What was the wildest thing you did for an audience? And nothing's going to shock us because we've had people set fire in the studio and electro play.
I don't feel like I've done anything but to me seems super crazy in front of audiences, but.
Okay. Behind closed doors?
Sure. All right. I don't know, when people ask me that, it's like, I don't know. I never know what to say because I just feel like I've seen all sorts of extreme porn and extreme performances and stuff. And like, to me, I'm on the like milder end of that.
Okay. That's fine. Now, I met you at the BBW Con. You're very involved in the BBW community now, and a BBW porn community. Now, yeah. When you go to AVN, and you know, do they what do the normal size women think of you? The quote unquote normal size women.
I feel like a lot of mainstream porn stars are really nice, but especially at AVN, there's kind of an air of like. Hundreds of women in the same room who all think that they're the best and the hottest and need the most attention.
Right.
And so I feel like sometimes part of the mainstream industry, they like don't even acknowledge me, but I have met a bunch of performers who are super sweet and super inclusive.
Right. And you are pansexual, so who knows what happens. There's everybody there. Now, yeah, how do you define pansexual? I want to hear this.
I just feel like it's an attraction. It can be an attraction to any person, regardless of gender or orientation. And I used to identify as bisexual, but the reason I don't is because I feel like that is just limits you to either male or female, which some people, especially in the trans or trans like ally community, would say, well, trans women are women and trans men are men, which is true. But there's so many people who are like non-binary, you know, or on the spectrum of gender that's not male or female. So
no, I understand. I remember.
I feel like pansexual is just more inclusive.
No, I remember when there were two genders, not 28, back in the day, and I feel sad for anybody who actually legitimately is bisexual because now they seem like a prude.
Right.
It's like, oh, I only fuck guys and girls. That used to be wild. Now it's like, oh, that's all? What's the matter with you? But I ask this of every BBW porn star that I see, because I'm looking at some of your titles right now, and they're kind of funny. But let me see here. We got. Plump and Paid for Two, Chubby Chicks, Chocolate Dicks, Daddy Likes Some Fatty, Jelly Belly Girls 10, let's see here, Plus Size Pounding, American Plumpers, oh, Marshmallow Girls Volume 3.
That's my favorite.
Oh, really? I gotta check that. Scale Bustin' Babes 54. But I mean, I've seen some of these online and it just, you know, I mean, those are kind of funny, but I've seen like descriptions of videos of yours where it's like, you know, kind of a little insulting.
Oh, I don't feel insulted by it. Okay. I especially feel like people are so overly sensitive about the word fat. It's just ridiculous. Like fat's just a descriptor. I would call myself short or white or a porn star, and I think it's really weird that people are like, oh, if you use certain words it's so offensive, and then they use a bunch of really weird words like fluffy or like chubby or like whatever it is, but like no, I'm fat. Like, okay. I'm fine with that. It's just a neutral descriptor.
Okay, so plumper doesn't bother you?
No.
jiggly, none of that style.
No, not at all.
Okay. All right. So so you got to porn and you had your first scene. And was there a big demand for you? What, I mean, how did you become the star that you are now?
I had a lot of help from my best porn friend, Eliza Allure, after I met her.
Yeah, well, you're both BBW porn stars with similar names. Now, did you guys like do that?
I didn't know her when I picked my name, and I didn't know that anyone had a name similar to me, even though I'd looked up my own name to make sure it wasn't taken.
Yeah.
What happened was that couple I mentioned who I like first got me into camming and porn, I went over to their house one day and the guy was like, "Hey, I was just thinking of a couple names. I wrote some down. Like, maybe you'll like them. Maybe you won't. Like, let's just read some." And I was like, "Okay." And he started reading them to me. And then he said, "Alexis Allure." And I was like, "Oh yeah, that's the one." And he was like, "Do you want to hear the rest?" And I was like, "No."
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's not that exciting of a story, but that's how I chose my name. And when
it's exciting because there's an Eliza Allure that's doing it. Was this guy aware of her? Or?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think it was coincidental. But when I met her, I was really happy because she could have been like, "Get off my brand," you know? She could have been totally like, "Can you not do that?" But she was actually really nice about it and was like, "Oh, we can just like tag each other. Like it'll help us both build our brands, basically."
Nice. So, you've done videos together.
Yeah, of course.
And probably off screen as well. You guys hit it off. But the money's really made in webcam now, and it has been even before the virus, though, right?
Right now?
Yes.
I feel like people just make their money different ways. Like, there's not a lot of there's not a lot of big companies that shoot BBWs for paid shoots regularly. Right. I feel like people make the most money just doing like trade shoots where two performers will work together and then they'll each sell the content on their own like website and clip store and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really different for everyone, you know. The sex work industry is so broad and there's so many different facets of it, but I wouldn't just say like there's one certain thing that people make the most off of.
Okay. Well, you were saying that there were certain positions that were hard and you are flexible. I mean, I don't know what's going on with Hannah, but what was that? Oh, okay. Are there some positions that people try to get you into that physically you just can't?
It's not that I can't. It just sucks. The worst position is reverse cowgirl. I hate it.
Stop everybody loves reverse cowgirl.
They always make us do it on big sets, and I hate them. And down with reverse cowgirl.
Okay, what's your favorite position?
That's the only one that I hate. My favorite position mostly is doggy, but okay. I am not a size queen, and I really like can't take huge cocks in that position. I just
really?
Yeah. I have to be careful, or like tell guys to calm down. Because I know, like, so many girls who are like, "Yes, just, like, full stop, give me the whole thing as hard as you can." And I'm like, "I cannot take that size. Like, that's not a thing."
You gotta ease it in real slow.
I'm not that deep. I'm not that deep.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. So you're pretty tight.
Yeah.
Wow.
I wouldn't say tight. I think tight is such a weird, stupid, like, myth and like misinformation thing, because if a woman is actually aroused, their muscles relax. But I would say that I'm like shallow or like shorter, because some girls I feel like have much longer vagina and they can take like a longer dick, and I definitely can't.
Okay, well, good. I've had somebody tell me that there are fetishes for small dicks, which I didn't believe, but I guess if you can't take a big one. The hand's confused too, but I guess if you can't take a big one.
I definitely prefer girth to length, personally.
Ah, okay. Well, that's interesting.
Agreed. Yeah.
And someone who's actually interested in my pleasure is like my number one goal.
Geez, well, I'm checking off all the everything on the list here. People aren't interested in your pleasure?
I mean, you'd be surprised. I mean, I don't have sex with anyone who's not concerned about my orgasm. Like, I don't have time for that. But I mean, I definitely have in the past, and a lot of dudes do not care about their partner coming. They could care less.
Really? Wow. I don't know where these guys are, but now on porn set. Now, you do you fake orgasms? Do you legitimately orgasm? Yeah.
No, I've almost never come on set. I get really, really close. Yeah. And I've actually had guys like stop me, you know, and be like, "Don't come, or I'm gonna come too," you know. And it's
not I'm sure.
Come yet? So I've almost never had an orgasm on set.
Okay. You said almost never, but you did.
Maybe I have like once or twice.
Oh, okay. That's so you're good at faking it, I guess.
I guess. I think I'm good at being a really cheesy porn star. I love just like cheesy camp. I don't know why.
Okay.
I think that's funny and I think that's entertaining to me, but if I was gonna like film, if I had a production company and I was gonna film people, I do think it's cool to film a more like professional amateur kind of style where people do actually have real orgasms and people do actually have real attraction. I think mm-hmm. that's really cool, and I think that is something that's becoming a little more popular recently.
All right. Now the BBW world is popular. Now who is the typical Alexis Allure fan?
I don't know. Guys in general. Guys who love big women, like specifically. Because there's some guys who just are down for whatever, or think, you know, if you're sexy, you're sexy. But I know there's some guys who's like, that is their thing. Like, specifically, BBW is their thing. So I think that's like my number one fan base.
Because you told me at the BBW con that a lot of married guys are into you and that have skinny wives.
Oh, yeah, that happens. I definitely have guys who are like my camp clients and stuff who tell me, like, I love my wife so much and she lost weight for her health, but I'm just into fat chicks. Like, I feel so bad about it. So, yeah, that's
now, definitely. Are there guys that are not into fat chicks, but you're the exception?
I don't know if I've had them tell me that too much on, like, with my fans, but I've had guys tell me that in my personal life before, that I'm, like, the first fat chick they've been with, or, you know, stuff like that. I think there's kind of a really big gap in porn where there's a lack of average bodies. And I know a lot of guys who would prefer just like a chubbier average body and they can't find that, but the mainstream girls are too skinny for them. So then they end up watching BBW porn because that's closer.
Right. Because when I was at
I've gotten that feedback a lot.
Yeah. When I was at the BBW con, there were a couple BWs that were thinner than the rest. And I would say that, they get pissed.
Yeah, it's super weird how some BBW performers think that other girls are like not fat enough or like not curvy enough. It's really strange. And we're also seeing a lot of these girls who are chubby big naturals. Like, they have no stomach and they've had plastic surgery. They have big tits, big ass, and they're being labeled BBW by mainstream companies, which is something I don't like. I think that's really obnoxious. Like, if you have a flat stomach, you're not a BBW, please just label yourself chubby big
natural. Okay, so is there like a weight limit? Does he have to be over 200 pounds?
No, it's just like, if you have a big tits and a big ass and you get your stomach cut off, or you are skinny and you get a fake big tits and big ass and you have that like Kim Kardashian-ish body type, I don't feel like you're a BBW.
And so Kim Kardashian would be a BBW to some people.
In porn, yeah. And what I feel like is major mainstream companies are like taking the hype and all the work that actual BBWs have like built and done, and they're using it to their advantage by shooting these girls with like a completely flat stomach and a fake BBW. Ass. Yeah, it's crazy.
But don't the real BBW fans reject this?
No, I feel like some like certain types and some, you know, I don't know, have a preference, but I've met guys in real life who told me that they think that body type is BBW, and then I was like, well, like, what am I then? And they just are like, I don't know.
Because there's a couple of videos where they describe you as a SBBW, which
SSBBW, super size BBW.
Yeah.
I mean, in my career, I've gone up and down. Like, I've been as small as like 240, and I've been as big as like 300. So, I mean, when you're approaching that 300 mark, I feel like you're closer to SS, but I don't really care, to be honest. But it's also just a matter of opinion, you know?
Are you afraid to lose weight so that you're gonna skinny yourself out of the VW market?
No, I feel like I have so much time. And the other thing is, even when I'm like 200 pounds, you know, which I have been in the past, I don't feel like I'm too skinny to perform or anything. But even if I ever was, you just rebrand yourself. You know, you just evolve if you're still doing it.
Okay. Because I think you're a little heavier than you were when I met you.
Yeah, probably. I would say I was probably like around 240 when we met, and I'm like 263 right now. But I was recently up to like 280, 285. I'm losing now, which some of my fans don't like. Like, yeah, I do lose out on money from not making a lot of like eating and weigh-in videos, but it's not a big deal.
Wait, you weigh-in videos?
Yeah, so a lot of guys who are specifically into fat fetish, they like an gaining and eating fetish. They like to see you eat, and they like to see you weigh yourself and measure yourself and tell them how much fatter you've gotten.
I'm so old fashioned. I just like seeing dick and pussy. So they have you weigh in.
Yeah.
Is there like a before and after? Like you go on the scale, then you eat a bunch of food, and then you go back on the scale.
I don't do that one, but I do. I've done a lot in the past where like it's kind of like a series. Like you'll weigh in every month or something. You know.
And I'll bet now I know what's coming next. You've done splashing videos.
Not really.
Food eating videos?
I've just done like regular eating stuff, not where I get crazy messy.
Oh, okay. So no splashing?
No, not really.
You know splashing, like, right, Hannah?
No.
It's when you get really messy.
When you what?
Explain it, Alexis. You're the professional. You explain it.
It's when you get really messy, like if you have like pouring syrup all over you, or like, you know, really sticky and
just pouring food in general all over you. It doesn't have to be syrup, or but it could be fruit, it could be meat, it can be, you know, whatever you want it to be.
And you have those like squishing noises, you know.
Gotcha.
So Alexis, now I think you're beautiful all over, but what body parts do most Alexis allure? And so does Anna, by the way. What do most men desire on you? What do they like? Your tits, your ass, or your legs, or your arms, or is there something weird that they like?
I like my ass the best, but I feel like guys mostly will say stuff about my belly or my face.
Say that one more time.
I like my ass the best, but I feel like most guys will say comment on my belly or my face.
Your belly.
Yeah.
People like the belly?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, I don't know. I mean, I've noticed that you accentuate it on your videos.
Yeah, but it's just really for the fans, you know?
Like, instead of putting your pants up, like, halfway, you'll put it underneath the belly.
Yeah.
Accentuate the belly.
There's a lot of guys who are super into it.
Really? Into bellies?
Yep. And like a belly button, like fucking or fingering. It's super kind. I'm not into it, but.
No, I just
like you fingering your belly button.
Yeah. Or like another guy fingering it, or like oiling it up. Hey, there's a fetish.
Not fingering your pussy, fingering your belly button.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's crazy.
And your belly button is. It's kind of most people's belly buttons are round. Yours is kind of it's kind of winking at them.
I guess if it is like if I'm sitting, it looks flatter. I don't know.
And you do get a 3.75 out of 5 on WikiFeet. Not sure if you're right.
That's
you guys
so got
to be into your feet, right?
I guess I don't really have a lot of foot fetish clients, but I do like it on. I do some foot stuff on cam sometimes.
Yeah. See, Hannah seems to think that 75% of men are into feet, which I dispute.
A foot thing was the very first sex work act I ever did.
So this is before porn? You did the...
Before porn, I met this guy, and I would go to his house, and he would jerk off. Like, I wouldn't touch his dick at all. But then he would want to, like, me to put my feet on him. Like, he would, like, lay on the floor, and I would sit, like, on the side of the bed. And while he was jerking off, I would put my feet, like, on his foot to his face.
And how old were you when this was happening?
I'm not sure. Maybe like 22.
And how old was he?
He was also younger. I would say he was like around the same age.
Was this another Craigslist hookup or?
No.
Okay. All right. I'm just trying to figure it out. So, I remember Craigslist back in the day.
I used to sell my panties on Craigslist. Like, yeah. Before I was famous, before anybody knew who I was, and it was, like, safer to just, like, meet guys, because they were like, oh my god, like, you were, you know?
So you weren't a porn star. Nobody knew who you were.
Yeah.
And you're like, here's my panties.
Yeah, I would sell them my panties. Them in public.
Oh, okay.
I would go and meet them at Starbucks, and I would go in the bathroom and take panties and put it in like a little bag, like whatever my like before the like multi pack or sale.
The granny panties at the 99 cent store. This is fascinating. Wait a second. So you went on Craigslist and you said, you didn't put a picture. You said, meet me and I will sell you my panties.
Yeah.
And guys would be like, okay.
Yeah, I would just say like BBW panties for sale to generous gentlemen or something. Or I would put panties with like a dollar sign as the S.
Right. So you were working the BBW angle back then.
Yeah.
So when I met you, which I guess was 2016, you'd only been doing porn for a couple of years, right? Or you'd been...
I always say, like, people are like, how long have you been in porn? And I'm like, oh, like 4 or 5 years, but I counted the other day and it's been 7.
Yeah. Well, it's just like I showed you. You started when we started. But now, what did you think of the BBWCon? Because, by the way, that is our exponentially... number one video on YouTube. Hopefully this one does it, but both of those have over almost 300,000 views on YouTube, my videos, and even comes close that I've ever posted.
I thought the first BBW con was really fun, and I think it was really interesting. I don't know if one of the reasons why we do our events, like BBW Awards Show, during AVN is because a lot of the fans are already in town, you know, right. But maybe eventually you'll have something like that again.
Well, but it was sparsely attended. There wasn't a lot of...
Yeah, that's...
Funny. Let's be honest. I thought it was great, and I cut two great videos out of it, but I really had to cut around the fact that there was nobody there.
It's really hard to get... I feel like a lot of the models who said they were going to go didn't go either. It's really hard to get performers of any type to really agree to something. Like, let's say the performer and artist, like, community is real flaky.
You don't say.
It's hard to get those people to agree and actually attend something.
I'm a comedian. I can attest to that.
You know what I mean.
No, I know exactly what you mean. I mean, porn, show business, anything. But now, who is the top? I mean, besides yourself, who is the top BBW porn star? Is there like one that just
right now?
No pun intended. Towers over everybody else.
Sophia Rose is having a lot of popularity. I know she's been doing porn for a really long time. I would definitely say Eliza Allure. She has a lot of recognizability and a lot of fan base. So
and those by the are way, what are you wearing? Because
What am I wearing? It's just like a dress. It's just like a little. Like,
yeah, because you know exactly how to work this camera because you keep like kind of little flash of leg here, little dress here, little this. You're really working it.
I'm just
like a 90 or something.
I'm sitting on my bed.
No, no, yeah.
Wasn't good at my desk to be like more comfortable.
No, that's okay. Please be on your bed. So so since that one, you've been involved with in other actually you've really taken the reins and become like a producer of these BTW shows.
Those are all Eliza's productions actually. I have helped a lot, especially in the beginning, with BTW Strip Night and BTW Award Show. But it's really taken off. Honestly, the last BBW award show we did, we barely had room for everyone at the venue. So it was pretty exciting.
Yeah. And so I was going to say, who's a typical Eliza fan, but we know, and I the typical BBW fan, correct me if I'm wrong, because I may just be, black guys and really skinny white guys. That's what I saw.
Black guys love fat white bitches.
Yes.
I'll stick by that. If I get hit on in public, 99% of the time, it's a black dude.
Yeah.
I don't know why this is. I think they just like that big ass or something going on. I don't know.
Well, I'm with them. I like a big ass too, but yeah.
I think that's funny, but I think it's also like could be true.
But it's also like there's like skinny white guys too, like really like emaciated skinny white guys. A lot of them like they want to have like a 10 relationship, like they're the one.
I forced my ex-boyfriend, who's an emaciated skinny white guy, to do some scenes with me. And
oh, really?
Yeah, and he's one of my exes who will never talk to me again. And still to this day, that's one of my most pirated scenes, and it's my most requested performer. Like, guys will beg me to do more scenes with him, and I'm like, I can't. I had to force him to begin with. He won't.
So you were going out with this guy, mm-hmm. Real skinny white guy, because you told me you like skinny guys.
I was flirting
with you very badly, as I usually do, and then you're like, well, you like skinny guys. Like, yeah.
I have dated a lot of tall, skinny guys.
Yes.
It's true.
And good for them. But so you're dating this guy, this tall, skinny white guy. And how long do you date before you're like, oh, we got to do a scene together?
It's a complicated question because I had known him like since high school. We've been friends. And okay. Then we had lost contact for a while. And when we got back together, we had like started hooking up and like dating, I guess. And I was trying to do a scene for, oh my God, I can't think of the name of the company right now. Melon Juggler?
It's not Plumper Pass or...
Melon Juggler.
Okay.
In the UK. And I needed male talent because it was just kind of like a, we'll send you the money, send us back a scene kind of thing, you know? They weren't like trying to set up two people. And I was like, who am I going to shoot with? And it was when I was new and I really didn't know anybody in the industry well enough to try to do a trade scene with them. And I was like, please, you have to work with me. Like, I want to be on this DVD. And he was just like, like he did not even want to. So, oh, well, I don't know.
It's kind of a compliment though. That you like fucking him so much you wanted to do it on camera. Immortalize it.
I think it was just out of necessity more than that. I think I just didn't have anyone else.
All right, maybe I'm reading too much into it, but I'd be nervous if I was him. I understand.
But I don't think he was nervous. I think he was just mad that we had to like get up early.
So we had what?
To get up early and like meet my friends who were holding the camera.
Oh.
And, like, honestly.
I gotta get up at 8 a.m. and go fuck. Oh no!
It's such a hard life. And I'm gonna get paid for it. Woe is me.
Oh yeah, I'm getting paid for fucking a beautiful woman. Oh no! And was that the beginning of the end? He just couldn't take it.
No, I think the beginning of the end was I was gonna move to Vegas to further pursue my porn career, and I kind of had the option to like take him with me and do a whole thing, but. I was like, I've always been polyamorous, and I've always been in open relationships. He's only ever been in like monogamous relationships, and I had like urged him to talk to other girls and like, hey, you like, it's fun. You can date other people too, you know? And he started talking to this girl, and I think had kind of like mentally moved on, you know, like he had mentally already been in a whole thing with this other girl. And then because I wasn't enthusiastic about dealing with his bullshit to move into business with me, then he was kind of over it.
Wow. You created a monster.
They're still together. I have like this weird thing where my exes, the next person they're with is like the one that they're still together with.
Me too. I'm like, good luck, Chuck. Totally. Seriously. Like everybody dates me the next time. They get engaged or they get married.
If you date me and we break up, you're going to marry the next girl you're with.
Exactly. I'm the same way. Hannah?
It's happened twice.
Yeah, no, it happens like all the time. I actually don't know if it happened to the last one, but I have my suspicions. But just everybody, they just get married or they get a long-term relationship or they get engaged to the next person. I don't know. They got all their wild stuff out with me, and now they're ready to settle down.
I feel like especially when it's more conservative guys, I'm kind of like their manic pixie dream girl. Like, oh, we did all this crazy stuff, and now I'm ready to settle down, you know?
Yeah. Well, how kinky are you?
I don't know.
I mean, are there things that you'll do in your regular life that you won't do, that you haven't done on film yet?
I mean, I haven't really made any like BDSM films.
Yeah. Is that coming or no?
I mean, nobody really shoots it. I would be into it. Like, honestly, I am interested, but I don't know that my fan base is super interested in that or how well it would actually sell for me.
It might be too many initials, you know? BBW, BDSM. It might be too many. It's like LGBTQIA. You can't follow it. It's too many.
Right.
So what is the secret to getting your hair color so great? Because it's always on point.
I just bleach the crap out of my roots, and then I put my blue on it, and then I don't wash it a lot. And a lot of times when I wash it, I do the blue shampoo that kind of adds back or maintains my color.
So you don't do the purple conditioner or anything like that?
Yeah, well, I do the blue one.
Yeah.
I'm lucky, though, because I have my esthetician's license. I'm licensed to do skincare, so I have access to the license-only beauty supply stores. So
oh, nice.
The best product.
Yeah. Because I know, Hannah, that's probably something you notice right away.
Yes. And your skin, your hair and your skin, absolutely beautiful.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, so, I just did it. I'm trying to grow out my bangs. I don't know if it's working for me or not. I think a lot of people I think a lot of people have that like strong recognizability with me having those like Betty bangs. Mm-hmm. And that's cool, but like they're such a pain in the ass. So
right. I like this look.
Yeah, thanks. Even though I have a giant head, I'm trying to go for it.
Guys are into that. I'm finding that out. Guys are into foreheads, yeah. I'm not kidding. I had a friend, I worked with this guy. And he's like, I met this girl at this gym. She was so hot. And like, really, she's like, she had a big forehead. And I still started showing the pictures of like all these girls on my phone. And he's like, yeah, no, no, yeah, yeah, no, no. Like, love big foreheads.
A lot of people with big foreheads have more natural symmetry because the ideal face has the eyes exactly in the middle between the top of your head and the bottom.
Right. Hold on. Your video screen got off. So Hannah's... She's kind of there, and then I was just trying to see how you were stacking up. But I also did a sitcom pilot, and in the script was a guy, and it was a long time ago. It was so long Tara Patrick was referenced in the dialogue, but they were talking about how this guy loved girls with big heads. So it's a thing.
That's really funny.
No, okay, here we go. Let me see. Yeah, it's pretty close. Not quite in the middle, but it's pretty close. So, so man, where does the time go? It's already been an hour.
Really?
But, right? How long has it been, Hannah? You're checking.
It is 3:10, and we started around 2:10.
Yeah. So it's been all an opportunity. So Alexis, so where do you want to, so once this virus thing hits and everybody's fucking again and everybody's doing porno movies again, what are you going to, what's next for you? What are you going to be doing? Where do you want to take your career? This is good. This is like a timeout and you can plot the rest of your career. What do you think?
I don't know about career wise, if I have any huge plans. I definitely want to shoot for Plumper Pass again. I haven't shot with them in 2 years, which is insane because usually they shoot me like twice a year.
Come on, Plumper Pass.
I would love to do more like threesome scenes. I'd love to do more things with two guys. That sounds fun.
Oh, there you go. Now, is there any porn star you haven't shot with that you want to? Like, is there a dream guy or girl that you would love to do a scene with?
Really? Not really specifically.
Oh, okay. You've achieved all your dreams then. You've fucked everybody that you wanted to. Your boyfriend, Eliza Lore.
Yeah.
There was some girl with a strap on. Your proctologist. your yoga instructor. Your there was another one I saw. You were with some old dude, and it was like Jeff's Models or something.
With J. Crew. I love J. Crew. He's awesome. He's a great performer.
Is that his name, J. Crew? Mm-hmm. That's a good porn name. But what was interesting about this scene that I jerked off to, I mean, I watched, was you guys, you were kissing rather passionately, more passionately than I'm used to in a porn movie.
Oh, I think he's pretty into kissing, and I think we should show more of that. I think we should normalize, like, kissing and foreplay and lube more, because like a lot of times on set they'll want you to like hide the lube and only use it during cuts, but like it's healthy to use lube during sex. It feels good, and I think it would be cool, even though it's like a fantasy, to normalize it. Like,
well, you know, our friend, you know, you're so wet you don't need lube because I'm not such a hot lover. That's you know, that's why they do that.
Well, there you go, you make a product line though, your very own lube.
What's that?
She can make her own product line, her very own lube for 24.
Yes, Alexis Lube.
That would be because cool. I'm really sensitive, and a lot of things like that will fuck up my pH. So that's not a good idea.
And yeah. Then you package it in a special BBW XXL size. You get like big things of lube.
At one of those BBW con events, I won an entire gallon of Spunk Lube. And I like, I'm still going through it. There's so much of it.
Yeah. I think you were wearing a Spunk Lube shirt when I met you.
Probably.
So that's a lot of lube. But now, I ask this of every porn star, and I know Hannah hates it, and I know a lot of people are like, quit asking this question. But I don't watch a lot of porn, and I'm kind of, this drives me nuts. And I think I saw you do it. What is it with the hawking a loogie on the dick?
Oh, because it gets it wetter to like be able to get it all the way down.
Okay, because it just—I mean, it just like it's. No, but it's just every time I see, and I didn't used to see this in porn. Is like I just girls like, and it's like this big like this like dripping loogie on a dick, and it's like. I don't want to see that.
I don't do that. Like, I'll try to get a lot of spit, but, like, if it's, like, mucusy spit, that's gross. There's a line.
I see that a lot.
Yeah.
And, have you ever been hooked up with a scene with a guy that you just, like, looked at and said, no, I can't, I'm not gonna do this?
There's no guys that I've looked at and been, like, gross, no. But when male performers perform with BBW performers just for the money and they're not into hot girls and they only like girls and you can tell, that's my line. Like, if I know that you're just doing it for money and like the scene is like hard for you to do, like I'm super turned off by that.
Have you cut off a scene and said, look, hey?
No, I've pushed through, but. Like, here's my rule. If you wouldn't do it in real life and you don't enjoy it in real life and you haven't done it in real life, do not do it in your porn.
Yeah, that's what
I'm saying. And that's a problem. That's with anything. If it's something that you're not comfortable with and that you don't enjoy in your normal sex life, don't do it on camera.
Okay. So I'm trying. I've been cramming so much Alexis Allure stuff in my brain. I can't even think of the next question, but I guess we'll leave it at that, and hopefully you'll come back, and hopefully maybe we'll do a remote show in Vegas. Hopefully there'll be another BBW strip time, and I can have a bunch of you guys come on, and we can do a whole podcast with just BBW porn stars in Vegas. We'll rent out a comedy club in the casino or something, and get all the dudes in there, and that are into BBWs, all the girls. Now, are girls into BBWs as much as guys, or is it mainly guys?
Yeah, honestly, I do have some female fans, and I do have other girls who watch my porn, and they tell me how inspired they are to kind of, like, love or accept their fat body. They're like, oh, I, you know, was, like, not super confident, or I felt kind of uncomfortable, and watching you be confident really inspired me. So I love to hear those stories, too. It's really cool.
Well, this is a good way to end on, because Hannah, who's beautiful, for some reason doesn't think she is. Look at that face.
It's gorgeous.
She's gorgeous. She's out of 10,000, 20,000, 100,000 people, she was the top five, probably number four in Inc. magazine. But nice. Tell her, you've always been confident. I mean, everybody has their insecurities, but as long as I've met you, you've been confident. What's the secret?
Definitely, you exude that. Like, you know, I know you're beautiful.
I want her to show you how to exude that.
I don't know if there's a secret. I do sometimes like getting dressed up for myself, or just like doing things that make me feel good. Because when you feel good on the inside and take care of yourself, then I feel like that kind of like shines outwardly and helps you be happy with like your outward appearance too.
When you walk into a room, even a room full of the most beautiful porn stars, you know you're the most beautiful woman in the room.
I don't know about the most. I really like uplifting all women and not comparing them, but
But you definitely belong.
Yeah, I feel like everyone belongs.
Okay, because at the BBW con, I know you were kind of, I'm the hottest one here.
I don't remember saying that, but maybe I did.
You didn't say that, but you exuded it.
Oh.
All right. Oh, and when they have the BBW strip night, do they have to have an extra strong pole?
No, they just have the regular pole, but I'm really excited because we are actually moving to a portion of the club that actually has a pole, because where we used to perform on the rooftop, it was like just this awkward stage, and we're now on the VIP floor, which is going to be so much nicer and a really great surprise for everyone who attends.
Okay. Well, Alexis, it's been a delight. We barely scratched the surface.
Thank you for joining us. I said thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, look how much fun. We're having, even though remotely, it's a little different, but thank you for coming back on, Hannah. It's not the same without you.
Oh, I missed you. You know that.
Is that your neck tattoo? What's going on there? Did you finally get it?
Oh, yeah. I'm still rocking it right now.
Oh, okay.
I'm deciding if I'm going to do it.
Alexis, what do you think of the neck tattoo?
Let me see it. I couldn't see it.
Because I have a sleeve, and I wanted to get my neck tattooed, so I figured I'd just purchase a temporary and see how I like it during isolation.
I think it looks good.
You do have tattoos, right?
Yeah.
There's one on your shoulder, right?
Mm-hmm. There's my bat and my
flower. Oh, yeah, then yeah.
They're covered up, and I have, like, some script and
Yeah, I saw the script. Very nice. Oh, and there's a heart on your hiney.
Yeah, there is.
Like I say, I had to do a crash course and get everything.
That's everybody's favorite target.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Really? Do guys usually come on the heart?
Yeah.
Yeah, guys like it if you have like a tattoo back there.
Really? I don't know. It's distracting when I watch porn and I see a girl with like a tattoo back there, because it just depends. Yours is in a good spot. Sometimes they're like a little too close to the asshole, and it just looks like they didn't wipe.
Yeah, it's weird, huh?
yours is a nice. Anyway, Alexis, the floor is yours. You tell everybody everything you got going on, everything they could order, if they want to do a webcam with you, they want a private video, whatever, please support you and all your favorite porn stars, dominatrixes, comedians, sex workers, restaurant people, but support Alexis Allure. Tell them how they can do that.
You can follow me on Twitter at Alexis Allure. It's Alexis with three X's. Definitely subscribe to my OnlyFans. It's onlyfans.com/AlexisAllure. Again, Alexis with three X's. And I'd love you guys to come to my next BBW strip night event. You can go and check out when that'll be. We'll have hopefully announcements as soon as we can when quarantine's over about the next date.
It's probably late summer, I would guess, right? I'm sorry, probably late summer, right?
Yeah, probably. We'll see. We're taking it day by day, you know?
And should people go to thealexisallure.com? Is that
zero for everything? That's my pay site where I have all my content, and you can pay monthly instead of per video.
And tell me one thing that they can find on the site that they're not going to find on Pornhub or Xvideos or any of these other sites.
I don't know. Just a lot of hot fat girl porn and a lot of full length hardcore videos.
All right. That sounds good to me.
Alexis with three X's. That would be really cool.
Yeah.
You should have your own theme song, Alexis with three X's. That would be really cool.
We got time. We'll write it for you.
Yeah. My friend Dan has a BBW song, so maybe I'll commission him.
Yeah.
That's nice. And yeah. No, but one X is not enough for you, right, Alexis? You gotta have
three. That's right. I need all three.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And Hannah, go to Hail Hannah Box 666 on Instagram.
B-A-K-K.
All right.
And yes, that's B-A-K-K, not B-A-C-H.
Right.
And go to Goth Comedian on all social media. By the way, Hannah, just so you know, we're probably going to have, by the time this show airs, we're going to have a new logo and do t-shirts for sale.
Yay!
And next time we tape, I'm going to be wearing maybe our t-shirt or our friend Morgan's t-shirt for her podcast.
Nice.
Once again, please. Go ahead, Alexis. I'm sorry.
I want a Dark Mark t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. I think that can be arranged. Yeah.
All right.
What size t-shirt do you wear?
Probably like a 2X is fine.
Okay. All right. I'll see what I can do. And yeah, I that's the least I can do. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
I'll be in Vegas soon. And I let me know that date of that strip night because I might be doing another video. Since every video I do of the BBWs gets like 300,000 hits, I might as well.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. And everybody, have a wonderfully creepy week.
Bye. See you guys. Bye.